This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington. All right, we have a traffic update coming in just a few, but right now it's Bobby Gales. He has another update for us. Hey, Bobby, you got it. Take it away.
All right, thanks a lot, Shirley. So this morning, family, we're putting the spotlight on the Congressional Award Foundation. They're gearing up for a huge event to recognize students who have completed over 800 hours of community service. I'm here with Paxton Baker, chair of the U.S. Congressional Award Foundation. Paxton, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so why don't you explain to our listeners exactly what the Congressional Gold Medal Awards ceremony is all about and who we're recognizing.
Got you. So young people, okay. First and foremost, Americans youth between the ages of 13 to 24
right.
who are members of the program, they come to Washington for the Gold Medal Ceremony because this is the big place. But we do state ceremonies as well.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned to you a bit earlier, you can learn more about the award through the social media sites, but uscongressionalaward.org. The U.S. Visitor Center, 10 o'clock, 12:30, and 3 o'clock for
okay.
the Gold Medal Ceremonies.
June 20th,
get some young people out for the program. But if you go online and learn more about it, it's a life-changing opportunity for young people to join the program. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the civic volunteerism is a core component of it, but there's a goal-setting component of it. We've done wonders by way of helping shape young people into incredible citizens. That's
exactly.
our goal, basically.
Right.
But hundreds of parents have come to thank me over the years for what it did for them by way of helping the young people get in school.
Right.
They accept it in different schools, and also loads of scholarships as well that have been given out for it. So this year, over 300,000 hours of public service to the country.
Mm-hmm.
In the program overall, since we've been there, coming up on 10 million hours of public service through the tens of thousands of young people that have come through the program.
That's awesome.
And everybody in Congress agrees on it, by the way.
Okay, that's one thing they agree on.
One thing they agree on.
That's awesome. Well, Paxton, I want to thank you very much for all you're doing, man.
Thank you, Bobby.
Great
Appreciate
job.
It. Everybody volunteer.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Paxton Baker, the chair of the U.S. Congressional Award Foundation. Okay, time for another look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Subway, tied up on the